The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
AI can be helpful to us in so many ways, but there are some things that it just can't do, and that's adding a personal touch to CVs and cover letters. It's extremely common for Gen Zs and Gen Alphas to use AI to make CVs when looking for a job, but in fact, it's missing a key element, and that is the personal touch. Avril Clare is Managing Director of Avril Clare Recruitment Limited and columnist with the Sunday Business Post, and she's going to tell us about all things recruitment and CVs and AIs and why even your handshake is important. Avril, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
So Gen Alpha is the generation born between 2010 and 2024. So they're only coming into the CV generation. But before them, Gen Z, they're digital natives.
So we'd millennials first. So millennials were born in 1980 to 1996. And they matured in the era of the internet, and they're all about flexible working place and hybrid working. And then we brought the Gen Z came in then, and that was 1997. And they're true digital natives, and they really appreciate the flexible working environment, the hybrid working options. But what's interesting in is they know what they want, Pat, and they actually won't even proceed with an application if they know there's no remote working. They won't even consider a job.
So if I can't have a maximum 3 days in the office and 2 days at home, I'm not doing it.
They know what they want. And they have to admire them. They won't waste anybody's time. I won't represent them and put them forward if they say to me, I only want remote, because I'm not going to waste my client's time putting them forward. But what's interesting now is there's a new demographic in terms of Generation Alpha coming forward. And they would have been born from 2010 onwards. And I suppose whilst they're not yet in the workplace, they're influencing, their expectations are already influencing the work market, the property market in particular. And I suppose Generation Alpha, when, you know, businesses were adapting to Generation Z and the millennials, they're now saying, well, what's going to happen now with Generation Alpha?
So what are the demands of Generation Alpha?
Yeah, so Generation Alpha are, they're very much accustomed to AI tools, and also they're very much about video content. So I'll see it with my own children who are in their 20s, but it's part, they're born with digital concepts in their hands, and it's all about video content, TikTok, shorter communication styles as opposed to the traditional emails and phone calls.
Now, can you spot an AI generated CV?
Well, what I'd say to you, Pat, is recruiters and employers, particularly in people-centric sectors such as property, they can very quickly identify a CV that's been produced by AI. And, while these documents are very well formatted and structured, they do lack individuality. And it's the individuality, it's what's really important. Authenticity is what still really, really matters. And I suppose in terms of authenticity, it's just all about, if it can raise a lack of sincerity, if a candidate has put a CV together and it's been completely formatted. I mean, AI tools are involved in every step of the process now, from CV formatting to bespoke cover letters. So it's important to put your own authentic touch to the CV. It's fine, they can boost efficiency, but an over-reliance is really becoming quite prevalent. And I suppose for property graduates, the people skills that stand out are the emotional intelligence and analytical thinking are deeply valued, as they can't be reproduced by AI. You know, they're like basic skills like maintaining eye contact or a firm handshake.
Now, that firm handshake,
yes.
Are you suggesting to me that some people don't know how to shake hands?
Wilted.
Wilted.
Wilted, Pat. I've been greeted by a number of graduates recently, and it's up to me as a recruiter to give them constructive feedback. So I will let them talk, and by the end of it, I'll say, now, this is how we handshake. It's unfortunately, it's a skill set that's deteriorating.
So someone would offer you what? Three fingers.
Yeah. I was offered three fingers by a graduate recently, and a beautiful individual, very articulate, very intelligent, had a degree and a master's in property. But unfortunately, the handshake was what let them down. But it's up to me to give that constructive feedback. But I'm seeing this more in the Generation Z sector. And it's a skill set that is deteriorating, possibly from COVID. We don't know. But
oh yeah, you don't touch.
Yeah,
don't touch me.
I know,
I'm
in tennis
special.
We still do an elbow bump at the end of the game. You know, the handshake, the traditional handshake, seems to be deteriorating.
Now, what about eye contact and the ability to make a telephone call?
Yeah, that is something. I had a candidate recently. I met them, interviewed them, and was putting them forward. But for the rest of the process, it was all done via text. Couldn't pick up the phone to me, can't speak. And it was interesting, just they don't like the I don't know whether it's, you know, even down to ordering takeaways. I see it with that generation. Everything's online. It's immediate. It's digital transformation. They want immediate process. But that is what the future is going to be.
So you've got to adjust. Do you sometimes resent the sense of entitlement that some candidates have when they walk in your door? Like, I'm not doing that and I won't. You know, the old idea of serving your time, learning from the bottom and working your way up and showing by your performance that you deserve that promotion or that job.
It's interesting you should say that, Pat. You know, I never judge anybody, but I suppose I'm traditional in that, you know, if I'm asked to do something, I'd always do it. And I am finding that there is a little sense of entitlement in terms of the Generation Z sector, and all due respect to them, they know what they want and they go for it, but they will hold back. And if they're not happy about something, they're quite vocal about it. And as I would always say, you know, an interview is a two-way process, and you can understand graduates going into interviews will be nervous, but it is a two-way process. And I suppose more than ever, employers want to know who you are now and who is the person beyond the qualifications. They want to know how you operate in the real world. And I suppose these are insights that will either make you blend in or stand out. And you want to be the person that's standing out. So you need to be seen to be flexible and offer a service. I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to be paid a salary. So you have to do what the company wants.
Now, we're told that AI is developing so fast. And
we
heard last week about AI companions blackmailing their human other half, if you like. You know,
I didn't actually hear that, but okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just wondering, to borrow from George Burns, the famous comedian, I think it's attributed to him and to other people, I think, but the line is, if you can fake sincerity, you've got it made. Now, AI may learn how to fake sincerity, may learn how to add the human touch, and then you'll be stymied. If the whole thing, including sincerity and humanity and all the rest, is faked by the machine.
Well, one thing I don't believe it can fake is emotional intelligence, Pat. Emotional intelligence and analytical thinking are deeply, deeply valued, particularly in the property sector, because they're the skills that you need for those jobs. It's client interaction, it's negotiation, it's team collaboration. So I think those are skills that AI will have to improve on, but I can't answer now the other question because I don't know. I mean, it's frightening what AI is doing these days. Mm-hmm.
But the important thing for any aspirant is to find a way to lift themselves above the herd.
Exactly, exactly. I think the people skills are really what matter. And for property graduates, emotional intelligence, I think it's these skills that are going to make them stand out. Emotional intelligence, people skills, listening skills, telephone etiquette, as you mentioned there earlier on. They're the human skills that AI cannot replace.
On that note, Avril Clare, who's Managing Director of Avril Clare Recruitment, a columnist with the Sunday Business Post, or it's the Business Post now, not Sunday anymore. It's available to you all the time. Avril, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.